This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A child has died from flu in Colorado. It's the seventh pediatric flu death of the viral respiratory season. A state health department spokesperson says the child was under five from outside the Denver metro area. Colorado also recorded one pediatric flu death from COVID-19 and one from RSV since October. The largest producer of Olathe sweet corn is scaling back due to drought, pests, and other pressures. The Herald family tells CPR's Dina Sieg they won't sell their corn to Kroger, focusing instead on direct-to-consumer sales.
So you won't find the Herald's corn in a King Supers or City Market, but you can pre-order it online and pick it up when the Tuxedo Corn Company truck visits your community. You can also buy it from their Olathe office. Here's David Herold.
I'm pretty excited about it because I think it's the way we should go anyway. It's the way I've been trying to go.
His dad, John Herold, helped make sweet corn a beloved symbol of the Western Slope. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Colorado is backing another set of geothermal energy projects. The state announced $12 million in grants to kickstart a wide range of proposals. That includes plans to heat and cool buildings in places like Vail and Alamosa. Other projects will explore building geothermal power plants. Colorado has ample underground heat that sometimes appears as hot springs. Under Governor Jared Polis, the state has awarded $43 million to turn the resource into a viable energy industry. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 206.